$500,000, okay? This is what more than half of Singaporeans believe it costs to raise a child up to the age of 21, according to the 2024 Singlife Financial Freedom Index. So, if you're a new parent receiving your SG60 baby bonus pack this year, firstly, my congratulations to you. But ask yourself, is this really enough? Raising a child in Singapore today is not easy. Young families face rising childcare costs, limited parental leave, long BTO wait times. The Workers' Party understands this. We have proposed real, meaningful, and long-term solutions and support. We're not giving you one-off grants, and we're not giving you teddy bears and labubus. What we're calling for is enhanced parental and childcare leave, flexible working arrangements, shorter BTO wait times, and reforms in our education system, giving families the choice to skip the PSLE if it is in their child's best interest. And young singles, don't worry, we are not leaving you out. We're also pushing for you too to be able to buy your homes earlier because you matter as well.
Some people try to label us PAP light, one step to the left. Let me tell you what it's really about. It's not left or right. It's about the future versus the past. Are we building the Singapore of tomorrow, facing today's challenges head on? Or are we stuck looking backwards? No matter how great yesterday was, yesterday is over. The Workers' Party has our eyes firmly on the future because you, the people of Singapore, are in our hearts. So when they call us PAP Lite, I say maybe they've got it backwards. Maybe the PAP is WP late.
I would also like to address some comments made by the ruling party. At the last PAP rally, Ms. Sun Xueling said, "We do not need strangers to come to Punggol." May I ask, is she referring to DPM Gan Kim Yong too? Because he's good friend of PM Lawrence Wong. Before last Friday, I was an ordinary citizen just like you, and I have deep respect for our country's leaders. But when I hear statements like, "I will talk to my good friend," it reflects a troubling reality about our politics today. Is this the kind of leadership that we want to endorse? Is this the political culture we want to pass on to our children? Where success isn't about fairness, but about connections? In another speech, our retiring DPM Heng Swee Keat said, "Look at countries that have diverse parties. What do? They talk. Nothing gets done." But why are we only comparing with countries that falter? Why do we assume Singaporeans aren't smart enough to chart our own unique political path? If we use that logic, does it mean that we shouldn't be asking for salary increment just because there are other people who earn less? We deserve better, and we can do better. In GE 2020, PAP parachuted DPM Heng Swee Keat into East Coast GRC. Forcing voters into a difficult choice between more balanced politics and keeping a future PM. East Coast voters made that sacrifice. But where is East Coast plan today? Is he even our Prime Minister now? So, I urge all of you, say no to using key government figures as political.
ask yourself this. If the PAP is so confident that they have won the trust of Punggol residents and delivered, why did they have to parachute in DPM gun at the very last minute? No, wait, no booing, please. It's a serious question. You remember, I have said publicly in my interview to the Straits Times that I do not want to be parachuted in anywhere safe. Right? Now, I have searched all the news reports and I have not found anything, any report where DPM Gan has said, I am sick and tired of this safe Choa Chu Kang GRC and I want to be parachuted in somewhere unsafe. So why did they parachute DPM Gan into Punggol at the last minute? Why are they so insecure? I will tell you why.
Time for him to retire!
They know they have not given Punggol GRC residents their all. Our team, will give you our all. Also, Mr. Gan Kim Yong has said that he will speak with his good friend, PM and Finance Minister Lawrence Wong, on funding for more walkways. Now, let me understand this. What was Senior Minister Teo Chee Hian doing 20 years when he was helming Punggol, Pasir Ris Punggol GRC? Was he not good friends with the Prime Minister?
As for DPM Gan Kim Yong, the leader of the Punggol, the PAP Punggol GRC team, should Punggol voters choose him and his team? Let me share a fact about Mr. Gan. In the PAP's party elections in November 2024, just last year, he was not elected into the PAP Central Executive Committee. This is very strange for a Deputy Prime Minister. Could it be that he was ready to retire and did not plan to run in these elections? If so, can he be so critical to the PM's plans? You mean the PM has no one else in his cabinet that can negotiate with the United States on tariffs? If this is true, to quote Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong, si liao la! Remember what happened to DPM Heng when he abandoned Tampines GRC at the last minute to contest East Coast GRC in GE 2020. He was supposed to be our next Prime Minister, all lined up, ready to take off. But then the PAP tells us, sorry, runway too short. Besai poe. DPM Heng has now retired from politics, but I am sure he will continue to contribute to Singapore. Voters of Punggol, Mr. Gan Kim Yong is older than the now retired DPM Heng. If elected, in my view, he's going to be a one-term MP. DPM Gan says he and the PM are friends. I am sorry, Punggol, but I cannot say that the Prime Minister and I are friends. I need to be his friend for taxpayer funding to be allocated to Punggol? No! As a Singaporean, I expect fair allocation of taxpayer resources to all our people. And the civil service will allocate funds and projects fairly. Here are just a few reasons why I say so. In my ward of Yunos in Aljunied GRC, despite being in Workers' Party's hands for the last 14 years, a polyclinic will open next year. The Eastern General Hospital is also under construction in the Yunos ward of Aljunied GRC. There are two MRT stations in my ward, both of which were built after 2011. The PAP has learned through the years that putting opposition wards last for upgrading and last for national projects creates a backlash against them in all constituencies in Singapore. So Ponggol, you can send a strong message to the PAP. You can change some electoral boundaries every year, but don't mess with Ponggol. Don't mess with Singaporeans. My dear voters of Ponggol, if you vote the Workers' Party, you will be doing an incredible service to the nation. Service based on justice and equality. You will show the PAP the limits and futility of redrawing boundaries and announcing them just 1 or 2 months before general elections.